the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this? You got a shout-out to do. We haven't done a shout-out in so long. This is what the start of... Yeah, not recording, are you,
no,
Jamie?
No, I am recording, but it's in weird split thing.
Oh, Jamie, get your shit. Hey, tell me when you're ready.
Tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're ready.
Tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're what? Tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're ready.
Tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're ready. Go on, have a teddy.
Come on, Jamie. Tell us when.
Well, now I've changed it to the stereo so we can keep all that.
Keep it all that. Keeping all that. Flat chat.
Flat chat snap back. Everybody's like, okay, guys.
Thank you.
Come on.
Feel free to edit that out, Jamie.
No.
Guys, now I seem like a dick. Okay, I'm just kidding.
So
I always sound like a dick.
For long-time Chitty Chatters, you will know this is what brought the Chitty Chat to your sweet, sweet ear holes. Was it just, it all started with shout-outs, guys, because back in the day when we thought this show was maybe things we wanted to do, we used to go, let's do a fun thing where we do shout-outs to people who are listening, because, like, from day one, people listening all around the world, all around the country.
Yep.
And then we were told, don't do that. So we went, well, then we'll put it in before the show.
We'll do the Chitty podcast. Chat.
And now here we is.
So this is like, obviously, the Chitty Chat. This isn't the actual show. The show starts after we do a little bit of goosing around.
Goosey, goosey.
But guys, Estelle Ritchie, just want to give you a big shout out, Estelle. I did see your comment. She wrote, hey, Sam, I'm watching Black Mirror. Thanks for the suggestion.
Aha.
I love it. It makes me think way too much. I also love Rove and Sam podcast. Thanks for the lol.
I listen way too much.
Thank you. My bro also messaged me saying that he's got his wife onto Black Mirror too. So thank you. Because remember yesterday I said, guys, let me know if you're watching it so I don't seem like a silly sausage.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to, I think I mentioned Suzanne yesterday anyway, as one of our listeners we met on the rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
But she sent out a thank you for saying hi. And someone else did as well, and I've lost who it was. God damn it.
God damn it, Rove.
Anyway, I apologise to everyone for not... I want to give shout-outs too.
Can I do one?
No,
shut up,
Jamie.
Hey! I don't care where you are. I don't care what country you're in. I don't even care if it's not properly possible.
What?
TV Week Luggies, voting is open. My wife, Tasma Walton.
Who's she in for, Clever Man?
She is in for Clever Man and Rake.
Oh, great.
So you can vote for her for two different shows in one. That doubles her chances of winning.
Mate, she's got to get
Silver
it right.
Logie. Other coloured Logies.
What's the topic?
Actress. Best actress. So not most just, popular actress.
So not just... Oh,
God, you could put her in for gold if you want, but I don't know.
No, but you know how it's like...
You know what? What's happened to that? By the way,
no, it's just like in general. Home and Away star instead. It always does.
I just worry about the whole campaigning thing taking away from where it's all at.
Yeah, but you're.
I want to go on record. By the way, there has been words that have been put into my mouth by the TV Week magazine people about me saying Peter Hellyer should win gold. I want to make it very clear. I'm very even when it comes to anybody who is going for gold. I have a lot of friends who work on a lot of different shows.
Yep.
And I'm not giving my endorsement to any one candidate in this upcoming election.
Sure.
Message
but
ends.
Guys, Pete Hellyer is pretty cool. I would vote for him.
I'd like Carrie to get another one.
Oh, that's cool. I would like Pete too, so then everyone gets one.
I like the idea of him not getting one so we can just all make fun of him. We could all just go catch up for lunch and just have him on the table.
Oh. Right, that's
he's
not...
doing okay. He's made a motion picture.
That's...
Don't you worry, Hellyer's doing fine. Got a new book out, by the way. Oh, not out, but on its way.
Oh, yeah, we can give that a plug when it's coming out.
I do say we will.
Sure. But Tasma Walton, everyone.
Tasma Walton and Clever Man. Hey,
that's
this
her
is
name,
something.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah. That's all I need. I was thinking of something else. I was going to give a shout out to your sis, Chris, who when was she was on the show, we got some incredible advice for doing poo.
Oh, yeah, toilet training.
And I'm pretty sure she said you strip them off.
Yep.
Strip them off, let them go nude.
Absolutely.
It's going to make them a bit of a mess, but then that's how they learn.
Brighty loves getting nude.
We've had 2 days of no nappy, no knickers. She just want to let it hang out.
Yeah, sure. Why not, man?
And
especially it's hot. Like, you don't want clothes bogging you down.
Oh, gosh, no. And then we had an incredible moment yesterday where I was playing some footage to say I didn't put you through the footage
yeah
because I didn't want you to see what was happening. I don't know how long it was there, but I've arrived home from work. In my head, I wanted to think it was only 5 minutes. But we've done the poo and the potty.
Great.
It's not the first one, but it's been a while.
Yeah, okay.
To the point where I think we've kind of moved on. And now we've come back. And, well, she couldn't have been prouder. Come and have a look. I did. Smell it, she says.
Oh.
Oh, gone. Okay. Had a whiff. Fantastic. It's disgusting. Smells really bad. I know it smells really bad. You don't need to tell me that.
Ruby's so cool.
No, it was Taz. But here's the significantly edited catch up. Oh, wait. Before we jump into that, well, that was funny. Ha ha ha.
Yes, Rove.
I just want to say, while we've had the chance, Justin Timberlake yesterday. You'll hear the chat today on this show. How good is he?
He's so fantastic.
Isn't he lovely?
He's really lovely. What the wrap up? So you're only allowed 6 minutes in these situations. Like, everyone's only got 6 minutes. Then Rove was like, oh, you know, we went to go on. And the guy said, wrap up, wrap up, wrap up. And JT said, holla back, mate. It's Rove, basically. Let him finish, bro. I don't care who's out there because they can wait because it's Rove and Rove's a friend of mine. And I was like, Justin Timberlake, sing it up for Rove. So, yeah, that
but
was really
great.
Cool.
Wasn't he lovely?
He was perfect. So lovely. You can tell he was exhausted. Like, imagine him back to back, back to back.
Oh, my God. And he's been in town for a couple
interviews.
Of days doing it all. Doing it all.
Asking the same question.
Ugh. My goodness, mate.
That's why Ruby took over today. Ruby asked JT some questions. It was hard-hitting stuff. You'll hear it, obviously, in the podcast.
Yes, indeed. And Charlie XCX is in the studio. And a massive shout-out, 10,000 views and counting. Sam Frost's worm. Mm. She outwormed Charlie XCX. What? Is that even possible? Yeah, it happened, mate.
It happened.
Check out the vid at Fro01. It's any place you'll find her nowadays.
Yeah.
On the gram.
Exactly.
Did you all get your message from Instagram yesterday going, hi, it's Instagram. Oh, hey, yeah. Look at all this new stuff we're doing.
Nah.
Snap. What? It's just done this. You can now send messages directly to people, like little Instagram stories to people, like sending a
Snapchat.
Not quite
people.
Snapchat, but it is. And they are disposable ones as well, so they kind of watch and go, like all that stuff.
Oh.
Instagram, mate, killing it right now. I still cannot believe Twitter still, not even an edit function Twitter. Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
But I couldn't be loving the gram even more.
I got to update it.
Oh, it just came through yesterday. I just got a little thing that's going, hey, it's me, Instagram. Guess what I've just added?
I didn't
have to update anything. It just did it.
Don't know.
Shrug, she says. By the way, quick minor thing. Sam has scratched her head maybe 4 times today, and I've noticed the bicep doing well.
I've what?
You scratch the back of your head just like, I'm thinking about something. Just pop. Look at that.
Mate,
the
I'm
definition.
I'm working out, guys. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I work out. Okay, now he is the significantly edited catch up.
Shout out to Jason.
Too late.
Rove and Sam.
The news this morning, a schoolie been locked up in Bali on suspicion of drug possession. He was at a nightclub. I mean, he's only 18, from Perth. And they just found something. It's like a white powdery substance in a bag.
I'm sorry, poor little kid. But guess what? Don't take drugs in Bali. How many times do we have to see it splashed all over the news? Don't take drugs in Bali. It's as simple as that. Your life is ruined, little 18-year-old schoolie kid. It is, and I'm sorry to say.
You're right. How many times has this happened? And just because you are in the country, and to be honest, look, sometimes it's because if someone is offering you, it's to get you caught out. Here we go.
Rove, my little brother's going to Bali. Alex, big shout out. He's 21. He's
on the show.
Yeah, mate, he's been on the show plenty
he's
of times.
He's been on Osha's Love Line. He's very famous on this network.
My brother's going to Bali, and I text him because I get a little bitty protective of my baby bros.
But you hear a story like this,
mate,
your first thought is, I've got to let the bro
know. I've got to let them know anything that happens on the news. So I text him and I said, do not, in capital letters, take drugs. You'll get offered, but it's just off-duty police. You'll get locked up in jail and get the death penalty. Done, mate. His reply was, ha, 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 ha. I know, Samma, I want it all, but thanks for the heads up. But it's not even just that, Rove.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's not funny. There's nothing funny about the death penalty, Alex. No offence.
But is he laughing because this is not the first time you have sent an overly protective sister SMS?
Look, to be honest, he...
Or an OPS SMS.
Mate, I'll go through my texts. I've got a group with my baby bros. So it's me, my 21-year-old bro, Al, and my 18-year-old bro, Joshy. Adorable. They're great kids. They've got a good head on their shoulders. Sure I'm so lucky.
Doesn't mean they don't need your guidance.
Exactly right. There's a lot of fatalities on the road at the moment. You know, car accidents left, right, and centre. My previous group text, this was on Friday. Babes, there have been so many fatal car accidents lately. It's really scary. Please make sure you're super careful on the roads, stay off your phones, and don't speed. Love you both.
Do you use an emoji, like car, little skull crossbones or something?
No, okay. I just do X's. I'm not going to put that out into the universe. Are you kidding? Gee whiz.
Now, have you thought about the irony that they might be driving while they get your text message and then they read it and that causes a problem?
Don't even put that out into the universe, Ro. Why would you even say that?
I don't know.
They're my babies. And then my little brother, I found out he's 18 years old. I found out he walked home drunk. He walked home.
Well, good, he's not driving. He's not driving.
Two suburbs. I said, Bubba, can you please not walk alone drunk again at night? I feel really anxious just thinking about it. Please make sure you always call a cab and even message me at any time of the night. I can sort it out for you. I'll organise you to get picked up or drop off. Please be safe. Love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Done. Oh, guys.
Have you heard back from that one yet?
He just said, okay, Sam, I won't. They will. I know they will. They don't listen to me. And it's very stressful being a big sister.
It shows.
Oh, God.
Thank God you're responsible.
I know, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to be a good leader, look after my babies. And I just think that maybe they're just going to rebel against me and just do the entire opposite.
Okay, well, I should send you a text message, Sam.
What?
Don't stress your brothers out too much or they won't want to ever reply to your messages again.
Hey, that's not nice. Of course they will reply. Oh, God, this is too stressful.
Rogan Sam.
British singer-songwriter Charlie XCX joins us just in time to talk about her latest single, After the After Party. Charlie released her debut single in 2008 and made her name performing in warehouse raves in London. By sheer coincidence in 2008, I did a Chemist Warehouse tour of Australia and really nailed a discount on krill and fish oil. Does this guy know how to party or what? Charlie XCX, welcome.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Do I love your film clip? Answer, yes.
Cool.
Parting zombies.
Not just any zombies, pink zombies.
I know.
Look, we get into it early for after the after party. There's, like, it looks like someone's just kind of cute, very cute sort of sexy nibble of the year and then just rips it off and we're away.
Yeah. It's a zombie kind of party jam, basically, whatever that means. I don't know.
Makes perfect sense.
So when you talk about partying, what's the longest party you've ever had? Like, how long have you gone in one sitting?
I think probably, like, Glastonbury this year.
Right, of course.
That was, like, 3 days.
It's brutal, isn't it, after a while?
Well, yeah. I did projectile vomit over a caravan on the first night.
Discuss.
So we've all done it. We've all been there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've been lifted up off my heels.
Wow.
It was so heavy.
My boyfriend had to clean it up one of our first weekends together, and he's like, oh, this is love.
Well, that's what they're there for. No, kidding.
So did the person find out that it was you who then threw up on their van?
It was my caravan, so
it was yours. It was fine.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Close it down.
Yeah.
Now, while you're in the country this time round, I know in the past you have given out, whether it's your current mobile number or certainly a mobile number that people can then get in touch with you on. Is that something you've done this time round?
Yeah, I got an Australian number.
So where did this idea come from?
You know, I wanted a way to kind of like be in touch with my fans, who I call the angels, so it's called the angel phone. I just wanted a way to be able to like chat to them and kind of have them be able to like send me pictures and me send them videos and stuff like that. So it's really cute and really fun. But like when I first did it, obviously, like I initially didn't think about like
dick pics.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You'd get so many.
But I will say this time, not one.
Really?
Yeah, no dick pics.
I'm fascinated that the Aussies, I would have thought Aussies would get it out in a heartbeat.
I'm not going to lie, like, so did I. Because I feel like I thought you guys were, like, really, like, wild.
There was
a point
in my life where I couldn't open a Snapchat without seeing a random dick.
Mm. Really?
Why do you think that's attractive? I don't care.
Look, from someone who has one and has no pride in it whatsoever, as I think none of us should, I don't know why.
To be honest, I really don't get it.
And when they send, like, the ones that... Anyway.
Like, even if it's a decent size, that's just more ugly.
Yeah.
It's just you either have a minimal amount of ugly or a lot of ugly that you're sharing.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Now, I'm going to put you both your laddies on the spot because I know you're both fans of the worm.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Wait, can you do the worm, though?
Look, I'm not that good at it, but it's been my party
Sam,
trick.
You kill it with
no,
the worm.
No, wait, this is your party trick. That's yeah. my party trick.
When I'm all hammer smash face, I like to do the worm.
Okay, can you go, right, my only problem with it, I can only go backwards. I can't go forwards.
Yes, no, I'm the same. I can only go backwards.
That is insane.
And then people go, oh, can you do it forwards?
And you're like, no.
I'm not a two-trick pony.
Okay, but wait, do you do it from standing up? Because I go from my knees.
I go like, I just bend down like this.
Oh, you're better than, okay.
Okay, we're having a worm off. We've got to have a worm
when
off.
When I was younger.
You go first, Frosty.
Oh, I'll hurt my boobs. I'll go.
Charlie's
are you doing it?
Of course she is.
Oh my God, you're so great.
Oh. That's a perfect worm. Okay.
Don't put that on the internet.
They're cute pink knickers.
Okay, we didn't think that okay, she's wearing a dress.
I'm wearing
Sam's,
a dress.
Sam is sensibly wearing white jeans.
Can we not put that on the internet? My underwear are pretty nice today, though, right?
They're great undies.
Thanks. I feel like you're going to be better than... Are you
no,
do
I'm
it?
Not. I'm not.
Yes,
okay,
you are.
Okay,
go
we'll
on. Here we go. Come on.
Okay. I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, come on.
Oh, look at the grace.
That's a win. That's a win there.
How graceful. Sam hey. Frost, your worm champion.
Yeah, that was, like, really
is that
good.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't done it in a while.
No, that was great.
Thank you.
Next time I'll wear jeans and have a proper worm on.
Well, Charlie, the new single After the After Party, available now on iTunes. Charlie XCX, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Roven Sam.
Sam, well, the news this morning, Kanye West has been hospitalised.
Absolutely. He's been handcuffed and put on the stretcher and gone to the hospital, which is scary.
Details are still a bit sketchy. Seems maybe just, you know, maybe a mental health issue or something, but someone close to him has decided, look, it's best that he is with people who can give him medical help at the moment.
Yes.
There was a 911 call made to administer him to hospital. This all comes from only yesterday, the footage that came out of him basically ranting to his audience before walking off stage. This is the last we heard of Kanye.
Beyonce, I was hurt because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me. And over how I play, Jay-Z called me, bro. You still ain't called me.
He storms off stage. Concert isn't complete. He gets into a car, he's gone. But on the way out, he is stopped by a fan, the last fan to see him before all this hospital stuff went down. That guy's name is Patrick. He joins us on the line now. Hello, Patrick.
Hi there.
Thanks very much for joining us. So you were pretty much the last civilian to see Kanye before we found out he's gone into hospital. You have grabbed him straight after the show, gone up and said hi. How was he seeming at the time?
He seemed pretty cool. He was very nice. I was actually very surprised that he allowed me to get the selfie with him just because he had seemed very irate on stage. So I was just pretty surprised that, you know, he was really nice.
And so you were in the audience at the concert where he did go on a rant and drop the mic and leave. What was the audience reaction when he started ranting?
Most of them were very upset. I believe maybe some could have been confused, but I kind of knew that he had done this before in the past at a different show. So my first instinct was to go outside because I wanted to record him leaving. But yeah, everyone was pretty upset around me that, you know, he kept talking for probably about 15 minutes. Some people were yelling, you know, just saying, shut up. But yeah, it was pretty interesting.
And so when you did corner him afterwards, so I take it he's come out in a car that I dare say would have tinted windows and things. How did you know it was him and how did you get his attention?
Well, I had seen paparazzi videos before, and I know he likes to get around in a Mercedes or some sort of black sedan, so I figured it was him. When his motorcade actually left the arena, they were stuck at a red light, so I was able to walk a bit closer along the sidewalk. And as I got closer, I saw his window down, halfway down, and I was able to see his face. And when I had seen him, that's when I yelled his name out, and I asked him if I could get a selfie with him. And that's when he actually invited me over. But actually, the light had turned just green, and his driver was not aware. So he literally yelled at the driver to stop, and so me and Kanye were both in the middle of the intersection taking our little video. So that was pretty cool.
And Patrick, as you said, it was 15 minutes that he was talking on the stage. We've only heard little snippets of that. What was he really talking about? What was his main issues that he was projecting?
It seemed like his main issue was that he feels like he's not really getting recognized in his work. He did talk about MTV, and he talked about colleagues, I would say, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Jay-Z. And he also talked somewhat negatively about the radio, not necessarily about the employees, but just how the radio constantly plays the same songs over. And he probably felt like it was unfair. That was mostly what he was talking about that night.
So, Patrick, when you then heard, as we all did today, that he's been rushed to hospital, what was your reaction to that, having only just seen him hours before?
I was pretty surprised. Hopefully, it's, you know, for the best of him. Pretty concerned about him. Hopefully, he's doing okay. And hopefully, he gets to cooperate. But yeah, I was pretty shocked and surprised.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks so much, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Rogan Sam.
Looking for love.
Oh, Luke McGregor, we love you so much.
I can't tell I'm catching up with Justin for a coffee straight after this.
You can give him some, you can probably give him some advice.
Yeah. Just how to be, he's rich and attractive, and I'm sure I've got a lot to offer him.
Luke, do you sometimes find that you can get locked in a man's eyes and like almost get distracted? I bring this up, I'll give you my reason. We met a new member of our team. I don't even know if he started in the building yet. But
who?
When we did the world famous rooftop.
Oh, Chris, the digital dude.
Oh my God, I was transfixed.
Yeah.
Look, how do I cut? Here, I'll get things rolling today. Look,
sure.
How do I deal with what seems to be my latent homosexuality?
I think you just got to roll with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you never know what form your soulmate's going to take. Sure. So.
Exactly. Sorry, Taz. You're being replaced by many dudes.
I think she kind of knows.
Yeah.
I think she kind of knows.
You would think
and
so.
And if she loves you, she'll support it. So yep. I would
love you. Gotta love you more. Thanks, guys. I'm off to a new life.
Rove. Luke, are you one of those people? Obviously, you're in a relationship. You're very happy. You're killing it in that department. I hope. Now, as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm going,
killing it.
Don't tell me you've broken up. Oh, God.
She just cheated on me. I'm kidding. It's all going good.
We seem to have this every single week. We're like, Luke, how are things going?
It's tough. You know, people...
We have faith in you, though.
I made a risky move yesterday. She said, what do you want to do this, Arvo? And I said, what I'd really love to do is play a video game while you look up the playthrough on my iPad and guide me through it. And she said yes, and we did it for an hour, and it was great.
Oh, that's true love. That's true.
I don't know if she's. I haven't seen her today. She might have left. yesterday was great.
All right. Well, look, Luke is here. He's not just one of the funniest comedians in the country, on the planet, but he's also our resident love expert. You call up and he can help you out with whatever you need.
Rogan Sam.
Billy in Newtown, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, what do you need help with, Billy?
My partner of many years has started to put on massive amount of weight and I do not know how to tell her.
Oh.
Okay.
Luke, right. Over to you.
Straight to the point.
Is it... So it's not because she's wearing a bunch of dumbbells. It's physical, actual weight. I mean, are you looking as trim and as fit as you always have? Are you? Have you got a six pack? Is my first question.
I've got a six pack of donuts.
Six pack a day.
Yeah, okay. Six pack of donuts.
Unless you're going the opposite way, I guess. I don't know if there is. I mean, one way you could do it. Because is she, are you concerned about her diet or health, or is it just that you're more physical appearance? What do you
think? Well, she doesn't look like she's got a muffin top just yet. So she's pretty close to it.
Well, your best bet is to start your own fitness channel and say, honey, I really want you to support me in my new career. And then as she watches you, maybe she'll start to join in. And then not only are you enjoying your new career as a fitness instructor on a cool fitness channel, your partner might come around as well. So It's foolproof.
So we might have to start our own channel together, I think.
It's one of your bridges.
Absolutely.
It has to be called Cool Fitness Channel, though. It's the only thing obvious.
Let's take it on.
Rick in Liverpool, what love advice do you need from Luke McGregor?
Good morning, guys. I've stuffed up really big time. Oh, my Rick. Wife of 10 years, I forgot our wedding anniversary, which was about 2 weeks ago. And she hasn't said anything, but I know I'm going to be in a lot of shit, so I don't know what I should do.
Fair enough, Rick.
Okay. Then it's expensive, but you have to put in a second anniversary of just any single thing that you guys, like the first time you visited a building with a revolving door together, pick that second anniversary and then do something special for that. And then, unfortunately, you have to do that every single year, so you now have two anniversaries forever. And if you forget again, then you have three.
You got to pick a new one. Rick, just remember next time.
And look, don't we all remember that first time you went through a revolving door with your loved one?
Special.
It really is.
It's a special moment.
Sometimes it just doesn't get the credit it deserves. Thanks.
Grace, good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Grace, you're delightful.
Grace by name, Grace by nature.
Now, Grace, what do you need help with?
Okay, need to spice up things in the bedroom. Luke, how do I bring another woman into the bedroom?
Now, you've been here before, Luke.
Is he have to do that all the time? is your partner, you haven't brought up your partner at all yet?
Also, I've been with my partner for 2 years, and yes, she's a male. I'm going to bring in another woman.
Well, the easiest way to guarantee you're always going to have a threesome, no matter who else it's with, is to find out what your partner's favourite scent is that he gets most turned on by, and then get the other person you want to have a threesome with and get trapped in an elevator together, having already pre-bought the perfume that he likes, and then spill it on the person in the elevator.
Yep.
And then just watch the magic happen.
Oh, my God.
Works from every time.
Going down. Thank you.
If there's someone else in the elevator and you spill it on them by accident, of course, it can really go and turn into a madhouse if you're not careful.
Bit of a group sesh. Oh, Luke, we love
Luke,
you.
Thank you very much.
What would we do without you helping our listeners?
I don't know. The world would be a much worse place.
It actually would.
Luke
it's
McGregor,
concerning.
Thank you very much. Rosehaven. Back
Rose
tonight,
Haven.
9 o'clock on your ABC. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're fantastic, Luke.
Roden Sam.
All-round entertainer and one of Hollywood's favourite sons, Justin Timberlake, is in town to talk about his new movie, the animated feature Trolls. In the new flick, JT plays a paranoid, disgruntled troll survivalist, or as they're called in the real world, people who voted for Donald Trump.
Officially welcome Justin Timberlake.
Oh, thank you. Great to see you in person. Last time we talked on the phone,
I know.
It was a bit of a, you know.
Would you like to touch?
We got a little emotional about, and I think mine was warranted that, you know, you've neglected our relationship. So it's nice to see you face to face.
I'm busy, you know, but I appreciate
you. And see how weathered you are, because clearly you've been so busy you didn't have time.
Well, I appreciate you making a movie just to get your ass down here to say hello. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have you ever had Juzza when you get here to Australia? Talking about how much you love shortening of names.
Juzza?
Oh, Justin.
Juzzy Timberlake.
Oh, is that, don't tell me that's my nickname.
That's like the go-to for someone who's called Justin is Juzzy.
Juzzy?
Yeah.
I like it. I'm fine with that. I approve. Not that I have a choice.
You don't
have a choice. Because I'm not Australian.
Congratulations. Another wonderful job with this one. You did a really great job of walking in, talking for a day and leaving. You nailed this.
You talking about just the promotion?
No. I love this one.
Oh,
this
you mean the voice work of the... Yeah. No, I phoned everything in. Yeah.
And also, the fact that you are the musical executive producer for this as well.
Right.
I don't think either of us were expecting the soundtrack to be what it was.
Soundtrack's fantastic. Yeah. And you've got Lionel Richie on board.
Well, thanks for your faith.
Yeah,
appreciate that. You heard that I was in charge of it, and you were like, "This is not." And then you listen to it, and you're like, "This is better than I thought it was going to be."
Under
Juzzy's incapable hands.
How do you get people to approve? Like, is it a difficult process to go, okay, so there's like these trolls, they're cartoon, and we want to use your song? Like, is it difficult to get people across the line?
Well, luckily, I had DreamWorks on my side, and they have a and most of the songs were cleared when I came on.
Oh, cool.
We knew we wanted to use True Colors for that one sort of scene in the movie. We knew we wanted to use Sound of Silence, and those were already cleared. And then the other ones, you know, interestingly enough, I just, because we wrote four originals, we just replaced the temp music that they had sourced in there and just kind of wrote something that, for the scene, like for instance, the roller skating scene.
Yes.
You know, we just wrote a roller skating style song. And the thing that I thought was going to be harder actually was I wanted to get, we finished the song and I was like, oh man, Ariana Grande would sound great on this. You know, and it was like, oh, that might be hard to pull off. You know, she's probably super busy. She's, you know, she randomly, like, she came into the studio. She was working with Max Martin and his camp. And I was like, wrote the song and sort of wrote it with you in mind. And she was like, yeah, I'll cut it. And I was like, I love you. Thanks.
You still get excited, too.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, in the scene that does have Lionel Richie's Hello, it's Unrequited Love, without giving too much away of what's happening at the time, but there's a reveal of posters on a wall. I'm sure you have been that poster on many a time, but I think we should go around the room. What was your poster on the wall when you were younger? Sam, go first.
Okay, mine was Zach Hanson, and my whole...
Zach Hanson?
Yeah.
My clearly the most attractive Hanson.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you. And I used to, like, make sure I kissed him at night.
You kissed him at night?
I was a weirdo. I was a strange
child.
That's
not that weird. I'm sure there were many, many females that are same age as you that would agree that they probably kissed Zach Hanson, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets around.
Okay, I'll throw it next. I had Doctor Who.
Oh,
and you kiss Doctor Who every night. Go on.
Right on the TARDIS.
Go on then.
What?
My big crush was Sam in
in
Who's the Boss?
Oh.
Her name was Samantha, right? Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect call.
And then we dated briefly, so that got weird.
Oh, that's a little
Because I was
bit
like,
fun.
Hey, I used to be obsessed with you when I was a kid.
Are you still a poster? Are you still a poster? I'd rather kiss the poster.
No.
Trolls, it's out December 1st. Justin Timberlake, you are a hero. And
always great to see you.
Rogan Sam.
Sam, of course, we had the pleasure of chatting to JT only yesterday.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. We had a great chat to him. Had a wonderful time.
I know. It was short but sweet.
And just when we said, they said, you're done. You're all over. Time is up. JT went, no. Give them more time.
He actually did, which was really
because
sweet.
We weren't done talking, Sam.
We weren't.
And it wasn't you who had more to say. It was not me that had more to say. It was my daughter, Ruby. She's nearly three. Daddy went to the movies the other night. She said, can I come?
Oh.
I want to go to work with you. And I said, no, you can't. And I said, Daddy has to go to work. She said, why do you have to go to work at night, Daddy? I said, I have to go see a movie. She said, what about? I said, Trolls. She was like, I want to see a troll movie.
Oh, don't, Ruby, please.
And I said, how about
heart.
This? When Daddy talks to the troll man.
Yes.
As Justin Timberlake has now become known, maybe you could help ask a question.
Perfect.
So that's what we did. We did some homework. Ruby recorded some questions. We got a little bit of extra time with JT. And, well, I put him in the firing line.
My daughter was very upset that Daddy went to a movie without her the other night. She really wanted to see, quote, the troll movie. I've got some questions that she would like to ask the troll man, if that's okay.
The troll man?
Yeah, that's you.
That's me now.
There we go.
Okay.
What do you like the best and on the what troll party?
Okay, so that was what kind of things do you do? What's your favourite thing at the troll party?
Oh, the cupcakes.
Cupcakes, okay.
Yeah.
And this is a good follow-up question.
What do you like to eat, troll?
What do you like to eat, troll?
What do you like to eat, troll? Oh, I'm going to go with the same answer.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Hey, troll, why's your hair so long?
What? That's a real person?
Yeah, this is my child.
Wow, she sounds just like you.
Why is your hair so long, troll?
Oh, well, because the trolls, you know, they use their hair. I like to think of Branch, my troll, as more of like an Indiana Jones, like he uses like a whip in the movie.
Action troll. And yeah. One last one.
What number are you thinking of?
What number am I thinking of?
What number
of?
Are you thinking of?
Do you want me to say it out loud?
Yeah.
Seven.
Eight.
I'm sorry, you were wrong.
But if this was The Price Is Right, I'd be sitting very close. I'd be sitting pretty.
It's enough to get you to the showcase.
Yes, I'd be closest without going over.
I love it. So
isn't he a good man?
Ruby, you're a better interviewer than I am, so well done.
Cookie Monster, Justin Timberlake, all the big names. She's grabbing them.
Oh, I know. You're going to get replaced, right?
Building up like a good portfolio for herself. The movie is out December 1, Trolls. It is a magnificent film.
It's fantastic.
It is funny, it's got heart, and visually spectacular.
Absolutely.
And what a cast list. Justin Timberlake, Russell Brand, Anna Kendrick, James Corden, Gwen Stefani, and that's just to name a few. Yes, indeed. December 1, Justin Timberlake. Thank you very much.
Rogan Sam.
Thanks to Stan. Every episode of Seinfeld, now streaming at stan.com.au.
Hey, speaking of episodes, last night
yep.
I watched First Dates.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, that one.
It really is.
That's some rough trade on that show.
You know what? I'm watching it and I'm going, surely this is a stitch up, these characters. But still, it's just light entertainment. Great. Can't go wrong.
It's like Bogan Bachelor, and that's saying something.
Hang on, what's Bogan Bachelor?
Well, it's like Bachelor is like it's tuxedos and formal cocktail parties and helicopters and cheese platters. This is just like, come on, let's passion stuff.
Oh, is that Geordie Shaw? Close.
It's.
But anyway, so this person's on a first date.
What are you talking about? Yes, gotcha.
First date. This person's on a first date, and this is what happened.
Can I please get the zucchini flower?
Excellent. So not sharing, just having...
Oh, yeah, no.
I do have this rule. I do not share food with strangers.
Doesn't share food, right?
That's rude.
You know what it reminded me of?
Me eating pup producer Cody's toast.
You guys share breakfast every morning.
I just did today. Got my daily fix. Saw it on Snapchat. If you've missed it, check it out on my Gram story.
There's nothing wrong with sharing food. Well, 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 well.
What's your problem? Are you a food sharer?
I love sharing food.
Of course
you do. I go out for dinner with my boyfriend, we always like we get shared plates so we can all share. It's a sharing experience.
I always order extra because I know it's not all going to me.
But you know what? One of the funniest things in my previous, it was one of my ex-boyfriends, right? Okay. His name was also Sam. Sam. It was cool. Anyway. He said to me, because I was renowned for eating food, like sharing his food and saying, oh, can I have some? Can I have some? It made him so mad. Anyway.
I think it's fine, but keep going. Yes.
One time we were at Subway and he's like, Sam, do you want a Subway? And I said, no, I'm fine. I'm pretty full. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
And then he said, if you want some, you should order your own. He goes, I'll pay for you to have a foot long. If you just take a bite, it out, I don't care. But do not take a bite out of my Subway.
Sure.
And I said, I don't want any. Gee.
How many times do you have to say it?
Exactly. So anyway, so he ordered his Subway. We're sitting down. I don't have anything because I'm not really that hungry. He's eating his Subway. He looks at me, looking at him, actually his Subway. And he goes, do you want a bite? And I said, yeah, all right.
Wait.
He stands up, picks up the Subway, throws it at me.
What?
And he goes, I knew this was going to happen. I asked you if you were going to take a bite. And I said I'd order you a new one. Subway's all over me. And I'm like, oh, that was a trap. You asked me. You asked me if I wanted a bite. I'm not gonna say no.
It's not a trap.
It is a trap.
You weren't meant to eat it. You said I didn't want any.
Yeah, I know, but don't offer me some delicious Subway. Of course I'm going to say yes. I wasn't going to ask for one. I wasn't going to ask for a bite, but he offered me one. Of course he said yes.
Of course, it's tasty Subway. And who doesn't want to eat a Subway?
And now I'm standing in the middle of the food court with Subway all over me, and my boyfriend looks like a psycho because he's just thrown it at me.
Did you quietly pick it up going, it's still good, though?
Mate, I'll still eat it.
Wake up, kids.
Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram
@Rove and Sam.